Jesus, and amen. Y'all, we're continuing in this The Battle is the Lord's series. And so today we're talking about God's action plan for us. And so if you would like to turn with me, please turn to 2 Chronicles 17. And it says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. And our support scripture comes from Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. We just thank God for his word this morning. His word just popped off the screen. Off of mine. Ooh, this is unique. Hold on, House of Judah. Don't get angry. Pastor, don't get angry. I had a happy finger this morning. And our thought for today is God's action plan. Learn to be still in anger. Learn to be still with anger. But repeat after me who we are, y'all. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ. And y'all, we have to know whose we are so we can remember who we are. Amen. So we're going to talk about anger a little bit this morning. And what does it look like to be angry and still be still? Now, anger is mentioned over 200 times in the Bible. And anger, we are told, in and of itself, it's not sinful. But it's what we do with the anger that leads to sin or to righteousness. Please repeat after me. Anger itself, it is not sinful. But it's what you do with it. Ask somebody, what you gonna do with it? Mm-hmm. The Bible distinguishes between righteous anger and sinful anger. Some of the things righteous indignation encounter that go on around us, it's called righteous indignation. Somebody say righteous indignation. Somebody say justified. Some anger is justified, and some simply it's not. And anger may be cruel, and it can be foolish. And it is something that we want to avoid. I mean, we want to avoid that. Just like we want to avoid a raging fire, we want to avoid that. So we're told in scripture that we want to be slow to anger, quick to forgive, and we want to live at peace with everyone. That's all right, isn't it? When people cooperate until you have one of them moments like 2 Chronicles 20 when some Mount Syrians just want to just break bad on you, and then there you go, okay? Ammonites. So what do we do when we encounter anger? Acronym time. What does the Holy Spirit want us to know about anger? Anger means allow negativity to go and experience release. Repeat after me. Allow negativity to go and experience release. Yes. See, anger is a strong feeling of annoyance. It's displeasure. It's hostility sometimes. But it is a normal emotion. It's not that we cannot express it. It's just like everything we have to do with the word. You got to choose. Somebody say, you got to choose. We have to choose how we are going to express it. And when we do, it has to be in a healthy way. Somebody say, in a healthy way. In a healthy way. See, anger can be caused either internally or externally. It can be something going on within us, or it can be something going on around us. But the key to it is knowing from which it came. Is this in me, Jesus? Or do I have every right to feel exactly what I'm feeling right now today? See, expressing anger in a healthy manner is important not only to our physical health. Be angry too much, you cannot have high blood pressure, it causes all kinds of it. Being too angry and getting into a rage does have physical health implication. But not only that, y'all, it is important to our spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Say the one we don't say very loud. Somebody say spiritual health, mental health, emotional health. We don't think about what it's like all the time for us to be a healthy person spiritually, emotionally, mentally. But Ephesians 4 tells you, you can get angry. Just don't sin. See, I remember a time when I would try to run around. I'm just not going to get angry because I know if I get angry, I'm going to sin, Jesus. Somebody say bad prophecy. We're putting bad mouth on ourselves. It's time for us to walk in the truth. Y'all know why? That's why we have to know who we are. And anger is a part of our spirituality because we are like our God. Y'all don't want the angry God to get loose, do you? Now, if we are created in the image of God, he can show you what wrath is. Just go ahead and scroll back through the Old Testament. Boy, wasn't he mean sometimes? Ooh-wee. I tell you, every time I think about the wrath of God and I don't understand, it always takes me, I'm not sure where it is, where the Ark of the Covenant was ready to fall. And the man is going to try to keep the Ark of the Covenant from falling and breaking. Jesus said, let it crash. I said, don't touch it. Bless his heart, he just got tink. That's why I'd be glad for. I'd be so glad for Jesus sometimes. Ooh, not sometimes, all the time. Boy, I believe that's why we don't have that much wrath of God in the New Testament. Because Jesus came, just fixed all of that. I would have probably been stone, salt, a rock. Oh, I see what you're thinking. Please don't look, Jesus. But we have to understand, all of this is a part of God's action plan to help us to learn to be still. So today, Holy Spirit said, let's de-demonize anger. Can somebody say de-demonize anger? See, when we are aware of anger, we know how to approach anger. If you know you're going to see somebody who just may tear your nerves up a little bit, we just bad. Yeah, just get away from them. Y'all, that's why my new favorite scripture is bad company corrupts good morals. Some people will absolutely have you just blessed be God. But you don't mean it as a blessing. You just feel funny about it. But whenever we look at anger from a righteous point of view, we can also be aware. Don't make friends with a person who has a hot temper. And don't associate with people who just go off for no reason. That means with one who is easily angered. And then it says in Proverbs, and it is person whose person's wisdom yields patient. And it is to the glory of, it is to one's glory or to the glory of God to overlook an offense. And I have to say to that, says the Holy Spirit, is we have to know when to look and when to approach. Some things we see, yes, we can let that one hold. We can recognize the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. But there is a time when we must have an appropriate response. So basically today, this lesson is, as we stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, the Father wants us to know it's okay for us to get angry sometimes. Because generally, we've been taught that anger is a bad thing. If you lose your temper, somehow you lost control. You lost your spot on the team, as it were. But when we face anger and we're looking at God's action plan and we're learning to be still, it's always good to know there are some fights we don't have to fight, or some battles we don't have to fight. See, sometimes we get angry because we feel like, I gotta do something. You do. Position yourself. Just look at them and say, now, see, I don't believe in button pushing. Y'all know how people talk about pushing your buttons? I don't believe in button pushing, because if I'm going to be in a situation where somebody can push a button, I just wear a dress, a coat, or a jacket that has no buttons. How do you avoid somebody pushing your buttons? Wear a t-shirt. Wear something that has no buttons. Somebody say dress casual. Buttonless. When we are buttonless, they can sit there and try all day long, and we can position ourselves and say, this battle is not mine. Watch out for withered arms. It's been known to happen in Scripture. So we position ourselves. And when we know our position, we can let the negativity go, and we can experience release. Somebody say experience release. Yes, it's time for us to experience release. I want to go back to the scripture that has a 30 Bible verses about anger. As we look at anger from the different perspectives of scripture, oftentimes it tells us to avoid it, and it seems like that, you know, we're not supposed to be angry. I know I was always made to feel like you're not supposed to be angry. Well, you can't get mad. You the pastor. And I'm like, I got hair. You can't get angry. You're a child of God. You're a Christian. How did people come to these conclusions? Do I have road rage? No. But whenever disrespect happens, sweetheart, you're not just disrespecting me. You're disrespecting the Father that's in me. And there is a difference. You can't separate us. So guess what? When we disrespect others and others disrespect us, we're disrespecting our Father, elder brother, the Holy Spirit. So It is imperative that we are aware of anger and take the demonization out of it, because it's not a bad thing. Somebody say it's not a bad thing. I wanted to go back to this slide, because can y'all see the little chains on the woman? She goes from a crown, and then right there in her right hand, y'all see those shackles falling off. See, whenever we don't have an understanding, excuse me, Holy Spirit, thank you. Whenever we have a proper understanding of emotions, from the perspective of spiritual, what is a healthy response, and our mental health as well as our physical health, the chains fall off because they all go together. And that's why we have to know our position. Going around trying to not be angry is not an option. That is not. Remember Romans 12, 2. What is the good and perfect and acceptable will of God? There are things that simply are not acceptable. So if it's not acceptable to God, why should we accept it? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit says, repeat after me. There is a difference between a rug and a tapestry. A rug is on the floor getting walked on. That looked like a tapestry is on the wall to be admired, to improve the look, the ambiance of the room, the situation, wherever we are. We know when we are being rugged, and we know when we're being admired. Amen. So God's action plan, with whom are we fighting? We talked a little about it last week, but I want to touch on it again. We have to ask questions, because when we ask questions, we get the answer, and it helps us to not fly off as much. So who, what, when, where, how, and why? Some things, they really are family. There's nothing worse than getting caught up between a fight between Uncle Sam and Aunt Mary, and they want you to pick a side, and you have nothing to do with the disagreement, and you don't even know why. So our fathers doesn't mean just our fathers, but it's generational. And when we become more aware, we are less likely to bear their iniquities. Some things we don't understand. If we have a quick temper, acknowledge that. Bring everything to the cross, lay it there. That's why he has a wonderful thing called resurrection. We may go down angry, but we can come up with a peace that surpasses all understanding. Somebody say, demonize. Anger. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against wickedness in high places, spiritual wickedness. How are we supposed to respond to that? There are times we can walk away. There are times we simply cannot afford to walk away. And I'm going to give you five times. I try to support it with scripture. Somebody say, because Jesus got angry. Y'all thought I was just trying to let y'all get mad and run loose. No, y'all can't run amok with a temper. No, 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 no. Jesus in anger. See, in Mark 3 and 4, Jesus was meeting at the temple with the Pharisees and Sadducees, and he was asking, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? And the people were so hard-hearted. Moses said, Moses ain't here. The man had a situation that required a healing. But those religious, righteous people, I don't call them righteous, religious, traditional people, they weren't having it. Check out Mark 3, 4. Jesus was angry because they would rather stick to tradition than have someone be healed. Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them from seeking. That's why I love children so much. Because a lot of folk have been raised and taught, stay in a child's place. What is a child's place? Especially whenever you're seeking clarity and understanding, and you may be an inquisitive child that really wants to understand because you know something is not right about what auntie, mama, uncle, you just said. The child is seeking whenever they ask, but I thought you said we can't do this. Psh, is not an answer. That child, believe it or not, is seeking truth. And what is Jesus' name? The way, the, and I'm telling you, one of the most empowering things we can do with children whenever they seem to be out of place, if you will, is to take them to the side. Don't embarrass them. Don't crush them. Don't break their spirits. Respond to them properly. Sweetie, this is not the right time. And you look at them with your eyes if you have to, because you know sometimes they just still want to know. We can talk about it now. All right? You don't want me to clean the temple. Because that's what Jesus did in Mark 21:11 and Matthew 21, Mark 11, Mark, I can say this, Matthew 21, Mark 11, Luke 21. That's where you see Jesus get down. I was upset about something one day, and then I got scared because I was like, oh, Lord, maybe I shouldn't have got mad. Boy, I love it when Jesus come in on the scene. Y'all know what he said. This is so cool. And what he told me, don't play. He says, if you're going to flip the table, put your back in it. Fire. God don't need no matches. Fire by himself. Call it down, Logic. God don't need no matches. He did. And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus, because I was scared. Mm-mm. Because some things is just wrong. So, y'all, don't be half flipping no table. If you gonna flip it, put your back in it. And y'all know the difference. I knew the difference. Because I would get depressed and sad, and I would feel guilty. Like, well, Lord Jesus, maybe I'm not saved. Maybe I don't love you. What happened? You know the difference between roses and skunks. Now act like you cannot tell the difference in the fragrance. It's an energy. You know the spirit. Do not allow anybody to trick you, manipulate you, or hoodwink you into thinking that you are not supposed to be angry. Because that's not what the word says. Somebody say, be angry, but sin not. And flip that table right. No, I'm just kidding. But then Jesus was angry again with the healing of the leper. Mark 1:41. I thought that was interesting that Jesus was upset and angry. I thought he was just mad because the leper. But no, he was mad about sickness. I never thought about any sickness, any illness. That is, God's name is Jehovah Rapha, God my healer. So when we claim the sickness rather than the healing, Mark 1:41 tells a story about Jesus being angry about that. And then at Lazarus's grave, I thought that Jesus was sad and upset because Lazarus had died. Mm-mm. It was because he had to deal with death again. Isn't that something? Puts a different spin on the story, doesn't it? Oh, Jesus is so compassionate. Jesus is so caring. Now Jesus is like, no. You ain't got no business messing with my friend. You know, I sit up here and you done made him sick. And now you're going, oh, see, now I got to show you I am the resurrection and the life. Lord, your glory must be shown here. I am the, y'all don't know who I am. Get out of there. Somebody say, Lazarus, come forth. And he didn't say it pitiful. Get them clothes off of him. Wrapped up in death. Somebody say, Lazarus, come forth. It's some Lazaruses that need to come forth in our lives. Are there not? Amen. That's right. Clap for the Holy Spirit. That's why we can be angry and not sin. Try to act like Jesus was always friendly. And no, they didn't tell us about the time when he was down in the bottom of the boat, sleep, trying to take a nap, and here come the disciples waking him up. Y'all ever seen Jesus sleep in scripture? I ain't never seen him sleep, just a little nap. And here come a storm. Oh, we're going to die. Oh, we're going to die. I just want the water. Yes. Careth thou not that we perish? Careth thou not that I'm taking a nap? Just fed 5,000 people. Excuse me, Jesus. But I'm just saying, I would have been. Y'all know sometimes you just whenever it get good to you, bam, noise, man, something, make. Ooh, glory to God, I understood. So y'all know what I say. I am going to be like Jesus. If a storm can rise and a billow can roll, I'm going to be like Jesus. I'm going to go down in the bow of the boat and I'm going to curl up beside him. Because I refuse to be one of them disciples to get hollered at when I could have said, peace be still, and I forgot. Okay? Come on now. I'm not fussing because we forget. I be forgetting sometime too. I do. But I also try to remember. Remember, we walk in faith and we walk by faith. Because the faith is right by us on the right. What? Surely goodness and mercy following us. So we walk by faith. And we walk in faith. So whenever we see those storm cloud rise and strong winds blowing, somebody say, I'm going to go to sleep. Peace be still or go to sleep. Careth thou not that we perish, not if you want Jesus to get mad. Okay? Be angry, but do not sin. Y'all forgot Jesus had a temper, didn't you? I was looking hard for those scriptures, boy. I say, Jesus got to be mad sometimes, Jesus. Now, they say you was son of God and son of man. Now, if you was hungry, I know you had to get mad too. Wake him up and see what happened. And that's when we understand. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. How long can you be angry? Till sundown. Ooh, that's why I like to get angry this time of year. Don't get dark to 9 o'clock. Somebody better act like they know. When you gonna get angry? July, Jesus. Hey, Dave's son, like Brandon called it, Dave's saving time. Hey, I got 5 more hours. I got 5 on it. Come on. Oh, I ain't going to see him, but I tell you what. Whew. Don't let the sun go down. She got mad at Jason, but leave her alone. 5:30, she ain't feeling too good. She trying to shake her wrath, Jesus. Y'all better understand. That's what, look, spiritual being. Okay, one with Christ. He didn't say you couldn't do it. Just say it can't last. And that's why we have to know it's not the battle. It's not ours. Know your position. Yeah, I can get mad, buddy, but not in December. Goodness. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Somebody say, who is with you? Who is with you? Somebody say healthy emotions, healthy spirituality, healthy mentality. Stand to your feet, Judah. We serve a loving and righteous God, and He will not allow His children to be manipulated. What I love about my Jesus. Repeat after me. What I love about my Jesus. He'll flip a table. Okay. All right. He will. Somebody told me, God don't play when it comes to me. So repeat that back to me. God does not play when it comes to me. I don't even want to try and figure out what that means. Okay? But it's time for us to understand. We're only mad. My mama used to say, honey, I don't get mad. Don't nothing get mad but dogs. And the Holy Spirit gave it to me last night. If I'm mad, it's because of me. My aggravation and disappointment. Mad, my aggravation and disappointment. But if you're angry, you never know, you might be in good company. It's about reflecting and allowing the Holy Spirit to show you what they are talking about. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, who created emotions, the same way you said, let there be light, and the same way everything comes up out of the dirt, you gave us emotions so that we may help your love in its proper place. Help us to remember who you are so that we can remember who we are. And when conflicting, confusing emotions come upon us, help us to remember our position. This battle is not ours. Help us to stand ourselves and hold fast to the rock of our salvation. It is you. And Lord, you know all of the concerns, the needs for every person that is represented here today. And so we bring them to you, knowing that you are the center of our joy. Oh, it is your joy that gives us strength. And as we go through this life, truly, eyes haven't seen how you will open up the revelations of your truth to us, as well as move beyond our wildest dreams. And Lord, help us to know that everything about you is right. So we stand in that truth. Because we belong to you, we know that it is your loving kindness that heals us, keeps us, even directs us and teaches us how to be still even in a place of anger. Because you are God and you are. Bigger than any anger, bigger than any disappointment, bigger than anything that can come upon us. You are our God. And you're big. B-I-G. Because I'm God. And Lord, we just love you because that's who you are. And so for this, we give you all praise, all honor, all glory. And thank you for calling us yours. For it is in the strong name, the matchless name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.